Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In succession, O King, the great sage Narada instructed Srimad Bhagavatam unto the unlimitedly powerful Vyasadeva, who meditated in devotional service upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, on the bank of the river Saraswati.
Gaudiya Vaishnavas are known as Rupanubhas, not Chaitanya Nubhas. Why is that? Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam. We offer our respects to Rupa Goswami, who has revealed the inner heart's desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner heart's desire, in other words, his being Krishna in the mode of Radharani, was known to Sri Damodar Goswami, but he didn't tell anyone else. But Rupa Goswami also perceived that, and on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wrote so many books. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't write books, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed, especially Rupa and Sanata, and they wrote many books. And the other of the six Goswamis and subsequent generations of Vaishnavas, they wrote many books, of which Rupa Goswami is especially trying to, Prabhu was talking about this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is the handbook for all devotees. It defines what is the line of devotion given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, summarizes its super excellence, tells us what it is in all aspects and how to enter into it. So in this way he's the father of devotional service, and all other devotees follow on after this. I just want to read one, actually two paragraphs from my upcoming book on Bhaktisthana Saraswati Thakur. Srila Rupa Goswami was this is in relationship to the Babajis of Vrindavan and Navadvip, who presume themselves to be followers of Rupa Goswami by accepting his same kind of dress, and as Chai Prabhu was also referring to that they would have this Siddha Panali of imagining oneself to be a gopi. What is it? These words, Ragatmika Bhakti, Raganoga Bhakti, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, leads us to the path of Raganoga Bhakti, which means to follow the Ragatmika Bhaktis, those whose devotion is spontaneous by nature. So I'll read from what I've written, just a short piece about this. Srila Rupa Goswami was accepted as the leader of the six Goswamis and of all subsequent generations of Gauriyas, particularly because it was he who had revealed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Manobhishta, his inner pining in the mood of Srimati Radharani for union with Krishna, that was the ultimate focus of Radhatmika Bhakti. Srila Saraswati Thakur accepted that Srila Rupa Goswami as the Gauriya Abhideya Acharya, the teacher and authority on devotional praxis, had indeed outlined Raganuga Bhakti, and that it was thus the highest sadhana of Rupanuga Bhakti. Yet Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati maintained that generally before being gifted with Raganuga Bhakti, one had to be fixed in the elementary practices of Rupanuga Bhakti by adopting the sequential approach given by Srila Rupa Goswami that helped an aspirant develop initial taste for devotional service and thus invite the mercy by which attraction to Raganuga Bhakti could arise. In Srila Rupa Goswami's words, Ado Shadha Tata Sadhu Sango Tabhajana Kriya Tato Nata Nibriti Syat Tato Nishtha Ruchis Tataha. Atha satyastito bhavas tatah prema bhidanchati sadhakana layam prema kado bhave bhavet kramaha. In the beginning there must be faith that devotional service to Krishna is the only genuine necessity of every living being. Such faith will impel one to associate with persons who are spiritually elevated. In the next stage, one becomes initiated by a genuine spiritual master, and under his instruction, the neophyte devotee begins the process of regulated devotional service. By execution of devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, one comes to the stage of anartha nivritti, cessation of all mundane attachment and contamination. Then comes nishtha, constant engagement in devotional service by mind, body and words, which leads to ruchi, conscious desire for devotional service based on deliberation. This taste leads one further to asakti, the heart's desire to serve Krishna, which prepares the heart for the appearance of bhav, the preliminary platform of transcendental love of Godhead. Gradually, emotions intensify, and finally there is an awakening of pure love, prema. This is the progressive path by which prema, love of Godhead, manifests for the sadhaka in Krishna consciousness. So this is the path of Rupa Noga Bhakti, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur very strongly outlined, that you have to go in the right order, and not that rati age shadha pache upanoga bolena. Those are in this Prakriti Rasa Shatadushani, in which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was smashing the misconceptions of the Prakriti Sahajiyas. He again and again used the word upanoga, a genuine follower of Rupa Goswami, and gave the proper idea. For instance, that one develops rati, or attachment in devotional service, and faith afterwards. Rupa Noga Bale, they don't say like that. And it's a sequential process which Rupa Goswami has given. Prado Bhave Bhavet Kramaha. These symptoms develop in order. So it's not that you can just take a pole vault into Radha Kunda. All of a sudden you just become a gopi. It doesn't work. Only imagination. Here are some more words from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the Prabhupada quoted, on how to become a Rupa Noga devotee. It is certainly, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhakti Leela, chapter 19, text 133, Prabhupada writes, it is certainly not good to write literature for money or reputation, but to write books and publish them for the enlightenment of the general populace is real service to the Lord. That was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's opinion. And he specifically told his disciples to write books. He actually preferred to publish books rather than establish temples. Temple construction is meant for the general populace and neophyte devotees, but the business of advanced and empowered devotees is to write books, publish them, and distribute them widely. According to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, distributing literature is like playing on a great madanga. Consequently, we always request members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to publish as many books as possible and distribute them widely throughout the world. By thus following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, one can become a Rupa Noga devotee. So this is a very big topic. A few years ago I was in Moscow, and around this time of year, just before Balaram's appearance day, and Radhanath Maharaj was there also, and he spoke for several days on Rupa Goswami. So I won't attempt to emulate that now. But I will summarize something which I already spoke on, Goridas Pandit, who was one of the followers of Nityananda Prabhu. Yesterday I was saying how the followers of Nityananda Prabhu, they are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Sakyaras. He was one of the Vyas Pandit was one of the Dwadash Gopal, the 12 principal cowherd boys who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in Krishna Leela, he was Subal, who happens to be the brother of
Radharam.
That's right. Is it? So, Gauridas Pandit, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, says that he is highly empowered both to give and receive pure love of Krishna. Krishna Prem Dite Nite Dhare Mahashakti. He offered his home, his family, his everything to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and made Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya the lords of his life. He is Sripat, or the place where he performed his worship, where he lived, is at Kalna, just south of Navadvip, it's opposite Shantipur, the place of Advaita Acharya. Now, there, Gauridas Pandit worshipped the first ever deities manifested in this appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. The first deities of Gauranitai were worshipped by Gauridas Pandit, and how he came to worship them is as follows, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they regularly used to visit Gauridas, and they liked to go, and Gauridas would cook them so many nice preparations, and they'd have wonderful pastimes of Sankirtan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there came a point where he was going to take sannyas, so he wanted to visit Gauridas one more time, because he knew I'll be leaving Bengal. I won't have the opportunity again. So he went to visit Gauridas with Nityananda. He would visit Advaita Acharya and then go to see Gauridas on the other side of the Ganga. At the house of Gauridas, still there's an oar. Know this oar? For rowing a boat. Not the word?
Yeah.
An oar for rowing. So there's an oar which, and it's said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took a boat from Shantipur to Kalna at one time, and when he reached the other side, he gave the oar to Gauridas and said, you can use this to take the conditioned souls to the other side of the river of material existence. There's also there a Bhagavad Gita which is said to have been written by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because in those days books were written by hand. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he held a Sankirtan festival in the house of Gauridas, but Gauridas wasn't feeling very happy because he had a premonition or a feeling of something bad about to happen, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to leave and I won't see him again. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nitai were chanting and dancing, and Gauridas fell down at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, I have one request, that now you've come to my home, just stay. Don't ever go anywhere else. If you go away from here, I will simply die. It's a very heavy request, isn't it? I can't live without you. You just stay here, I'll look after you very nicely, and you can deliver all the living entities in the universe just by staying here. So, and he said, if you just stay here with me, then I'll understand that you're really worthy of the name Patita Pavan, the deliverer of the fallen. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gauridas, just forget this idea. You can worship me in the form of the deity. I'll stay here as the deity and you serve me in that way. And saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested deities of himself and Nityananda. But Gauridas said, I don't want the deity, I want you. So Mahaprabhu told Gauridas, okay, you can either keep myself and Nitai, or you can keep the deities, whichever one you like, which one do you want? So he's looking at the deities, looking at, and he couldn't say which one was which, because the deities are Gauranitai. So in this way he understood that the deity is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he let Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go while also keeping him in his home. And he started to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda very nicely, dressing them, offering them flowers and foodstuffs, putting sandalwood paste on their bodies. He didn't think of them as deities. He just, because you saw, they're Gauranitai, so he just treated them like Gauranitai, come and stayed in my home. So he was always talking them to them, chattering with them. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started joking with him and said, hey, Gauridas, don't you remember? You used to be Subal. You forgot all the times you used to play on the bank of the Yamuna. Then Gauranitai took the form of Krishna and Balaram, dressed as cowherd boys with buffalo horns and stick and flutes, peacock feather, forest flowers, angle bells tingling. So Gauridas, he also forgot that he was Gauridas and became completely in the mood of Subal. And this went on for some time until his meditation broke and he saw back to the Ingrama time. Every day Gauridas used to cook a big feast, so many different preparations. So he was doing this every day. But after some time, Gauridas was getting old, he's a fully spiritual personality. They go through the pastimes of apparently becoming old. So even though it was becoming difficult for him, he went out every day cooking a huge feast. So many different preparations for Gauranitai. So one day, while Gauridas was in the kitchen cooking, Gauranitai came into the kitchen and started chastising him. He said, why are you taking so much trouble? Why are you putting yourself... We're not going to eat anything today. Then Gauridas became angry at them and said, well, if you think you're going to be happy by not eating, then why didn't you tell me before I started cooking? I wouldn't have cooked anything. Then he just became quiet in anger. Then he said, all right, I'll just cook a few preparations for you. Anyway, at least today you take full prasad. And anyway, don't try to stop me from cooking so many preparations. Whatever I can easily cook, I'll cook. And you just accept it. So, one time Gauridas was thinking, it would be so nice if Gauranitai, if they could be decorated with so many different nice ornaments and jewels, and he was meditating how nice that would be. And then he came before Gauranitai and saw that just to please him, they had manifested the ankle bells and armlets and nose rings and so many wonderful ornaments just to please him. Gauridas had many disciples, among whom Chaitanya Das was helping. He was his most prominent disciple. He used to help him in the deity worship and overseeing the affairs of the temple, because by worshipping the deity so many people would come and have festivals there. And he was his right-hand man, you could say, in organizing all these things. Now, just shortly before Gaur Purnima, they would have a big festival on Gaur Purnima. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday. So Gauridas went away from Kalna to another disciple's home. And he gave charge of all activities and deity worship and everything to Chaitanya Das. So Chaitanya Das was seeing that Gaur Purnima is coming closer and closer, and there's no arrangements for any festival. So with 3 days to go and no arrangements for any festival, he started organizing it. He sent out invitations to all the eminent Vaishnavas of the area that you'll please come and attend the festival. So he sent out the invitations in his own name. So just when he'd finished penning all the letters and sending out devotees to deliver them, because there was no postal service in those days, Gauridas came back. And Chaitanya Das told him that I've organized the festival and sent out invitations because you hadn't come, so I thought it was my duty to do this. So Gauridas was inwardly is very pleased that his disciple had taken this responsibility, but outwardly he became angry. But why are you acting so independently, sending invitations here and there? So he banished him. He said, "Then you don't stay here now. You want to be independent? Be independent. You just go away. You can go on to the Ganga. The Ganga is close by. At least it is nowadays to that temple. And you just stay there." So he was staying there, and what happened? One wealthy man came by and seeing this sadhu, Chaitanya Das, sitting under a tree on the bank of the Ganga, he wanted to offer a large donation. So Chaitanya Das accepted the donation and, as a faithful disciple, sent it to Gauridas. But Gauridas sent it back to him and said, "You invited so many people to make a festival, so you're still angry with them. You take the money and you make a festival. Do whatever you like. Don't send your money to me." So that's what he did. He organized a big festival there, and so many devotees came, and they were having ecstatic kirtan. But Gauridas was sitting at a little distance. But the kirtan was so ecstatic that Gaunitai couldn't resist, so they jumped out and joined the kirtan also. So one of the devotees came to Gauridas and said, "Guru Maharaj, come and see. Gaunitai have left the temple." So he came and saw home. He's right, they left the temple. So he went with a stick to come and chase them back. And he guessed they must have gone to see Chaitanya. These are pastimes. You don't chase Gaunitai. So he came to the bank of the Ganga and saw Chaitanya Das having his festival. And when Gaunitai saw angry Gauridas with a stick, they vanished. They jumped inside Chaitanya Das's heart, and Gauridas could see where they had gone. So then he embraced Chaitanya Das and said that you're so very fortunate that you have captured Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in your heart. So from now on, your name should be Hriday Chaitanya, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in your heart.